Thanks for joining us on episode 1011 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
Hi, I'm Barbie Engel, and I challenge you to invest in yourself, invest in others, develop your influence, and impact the world by using your time, your talents, and your treasures to live out your calling, your purpose in life. Having the ability to be your own health advocate is key and is one way to be inspired to do all that you are supposed to do. Another way is to listen to this, the Inspired Steward podcast with my friend, Scott Mader. First is human connection matters most. So smiling at somebody can change their life. Opening a door, paying for the car in front of you, saying just simple, are you okay? How can I help you? To start a conversation instead of how are you? How can I help you? Can I do to help you?
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In today's interview with Barbie Engel, we talk with you about her definition of stewardship. Barbie also shares her top tips on making a dent in the universe. And I also asked Barbie about the legacy she wants to leave behind.
One reason I like to bring you great interviews like the one you're going to hear today is because of the power in learning from others. Another great way to learn from others is through reading books. But if you're like most people today, you find it hard to find the time to sit down and read. And that's why today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Go to inspiredstewardship.com/audible to sign up, and you can get a 30-day free trial. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from, and instead of reading, you can listen your way to learn from some of the greatest minds out there. That's inspiredstewardship.com/audible to get your free trial and listen to great books the same way you're listening to this podcast.
Barbie Engel is a best-selling author, reality personality, and lives with multiple rare and chronic diseases. Barbie is a chronic pain educator, patient advocate, and president of the International Pain Foundation. She is also a motivational speaker and best-selling author on pain topics. Her blog, reality shows, and media appearances are used as a platform to help her become an e-patient advocate, and she presents at healthcare conferences, speaking publicly, sharing her story, educating and advocating for patients across the globe. Welcome to the show, Barbie.
Thank you so much for having me, Scott. I'm excited to be here.
So, Barbie, like last week, I asked you about one of the words that I always ask to ask people to define, which is leadership. This is the other one. So my brand is Inspired Stewardship. I live my life through that lens of stewardship. And yet I've discovered that people define it different ways. So let me ask you, how would you define the word stewardship, and how has that definition impacted your life?
Stewardship is when you are able to use your talents from God to help humanity, to help society, and to live your best life so that you can help others live their best life. And stewardship is taking care of yourself, being responsible, taking care of those around you, and shining a light on what our purpose is here on earth, helping people find their talents and being a steward of the actions that you're taking in your life and choosing the actions with the intentions, purpose, and patience to fulfill the parts of life that we need to here on earth. We're all here for a reason, and stewardship is the kind of structure that gets us through to living our life to the fullest it's supposed to be.
And how has that definition played out or affected your life?
It has played out in my life. Because when I am having a challenging time, I'm able to stop and reflect and listen and say, is this helping me? What is the challenge that I'm being faced with? Am I able to use that in a way that will help myself, but also help society? And it always comes down to being the best me helps you be the best you when I share it, and making sure that I take care of the things in my life that I'm given as a gift and a talent so that I can help other people live to their fullest.
So if somebody really wants to make an impact, to make a dent on the universe, what are some of the resources, principles, ideas, or tips that you would share with them to learn?
I have a few tips that I would pass on to others to live their best life, and things that they can remember. First is human connection matters most. So smiling at somebody can change their life. Opening a door, paying for the car in front of you, saying just simple, "Are you okay? How can I help you?" to start a conversation instead of "How are you? How can I help you? What can I do to help you?" The second one would be a lot of times people are just being, and they're just here, and they're going with the flow because that's the easiest way. We're not here on earth to do it the easiest way. We're here on earth to have the chance and the freedom from God to do the things that we're here to do and share so that we can learn the life lessons and fulfill our purpose here on earth. And the third thing is remember that practice makes better. Practice makes better, not practice makes perfect. My coaches before me would say practice makes perfect and expect us to go in and win the championship every time. But practice makes better. And the things that you think are mundane, like making your bed each morning and brushing your teeth and doing the dishes and the laundry, those are things that we do in our life as a routine that helps us see our purpose and remind us of our purpose here on earth. And those are things that God hopes that we choose to do to live to our fullest. And remembering that practice makes better reminds us that we need to practice every day those things that need to be routine in our life so that we can experience more fully the things that are special and gifts that are our presence in.
So Barbie, if this is the easy question, everyone tells me, if I invented a machine and I could pick you up from today and take you into the far future, maybe 100 to 150 years, and you were able to look back and see the whole journey of your life, what impact do you hope you've left behind in the world?
The impact that I hope that I've left on the world, looking back, is hope and human connection, and being a reminder that human connection is what matters. And we want to make that as positive as we can. And I would hope that all the little stressful things that we let creep up into our lives, we could let go. And I hope that I am able to do that as much as possible. And looking back in 50 years, I'm able to say, through hope, through faith, I was able to let go of the small stuff, and it was beneficial to humanity and moving society forward, even though I'm only one, because the synergy that creates and ripples out will live.
So what's coming next for Barbie as you're continuing on this journey? What's in the pipeline?
Yeah, so we're just wrapping up November and the November Project and all the activities over this last month with raising awareness and that. And I'm going to continue doing November year after year. But I also, in my journey, want to publish 3 more books. I have 9 books that I've done. I have 3 more in the works. And as I'm compelled to write them, I hope that Jesus's light is shine through those works and people can use them as a tool to help them in their life. So I would like to complete those books. And I hope that I'm able to mentor more people through whatever challenges that they're facing by providing help and giving them hope. And I will continue to do that here on earth as the cheerleader of hope through all of my actions.
You can follow Barbie Engle on Twitter as Barbie Engle, that's spelled Ingle, or find her on her website at barbieengle.com. She's also on LinkedIn at Barbie Engel or on Facebook as Barbie Engel Official. Of course, I'll have links to all of that over in the show notes as well. Barbie, is there anything else you'd like to share with the listener?
I just had said this, but there is hope because we have help. Please reach out and seek out what you need in your life so that you can live your best life.
Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you enjoyed this episode, please do us a favor. Go over to inspiredstewardship.com/iTunes rate, all one word, iTunes rate. It'll take you through how to leave a rating and review and how to make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so that you can get every episode as it comes out in your feed. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.